Holy shit.
I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
Hi, Brandon. Yeah, stranger danger. Man, remember, I don't... people you meet on the internet...
Don't always want to kill you. But sometimes they do.
How have you been?
Tired. Very tired.
What shift are you on? I don't even...
That's
crazy.
That's the big change. I am no longer a night walker.
Okay.
I'm a day walker now.
When you say day, you mean like 7 a.m. to
5 p.m.? I leave my house when the sun is not up, and I come home when the sun is setting. I spend my whole day working
in
the sun.
Do we do 12?
It's amazing. No, we do 10.
Now or
10? So it's 6:30 to 4:30. But because I'm an FTO and I have a recruit, it's like 6:30 to like sometimes 8. And then I drive home for an hour.
I kind of love that FTOing.
And every time I drive past a tree, it's, man, that looks like a good one.
Yeah, like just veer right off into
center punch that son of a bitch.
How many years are we into now for you? Are you in your 8th year?
Overall, and well, I had an interesting way of having it brought up to me in court recently of, well, what's your law enforcement experience? Well, you know, I was in the military for 6 years doing military police, and then I had a year at the Monterey Police Department, and then, you know, 6 years here. He's like, so you've been a police officer. You have 13 years of law enforcement experience. And I'm sitting there literally on the stand going, son of a bitch, I guess I do. Yeah, I do. Sometimes I still feel
like
I
use my
though.
Part-time experience? Yeah.
What do you mean part-time experience? None of my time has been part-time.
No, I mean, I was a part-time police officer for like 6 years. Way back in the 80s.
Yeah, you just got to like cut it in half.
Early 90s. Okay. I'll still add that, I guess. I don't know if it counts towards retirement. Police officer anymore. Yeah, right. Unfortunately, that's not the case. For you, I don't know, maybe.
I'm just going to have to work till I die. I'm never going to get to retire.
Well, let's see. What are you now, 34?
I freaking wish.
37.
37, yeah.
Okay. See, I'm not good with math, and it's been a while.
That's why I took this job.
I was told
there would be no math.
They lied.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always math. How's the family?
Good. We're in the middle of now not just one dancer getting ready for the Nutcracker, but two dancers getting ready for Nutcracker.
Wow.
And a third that has decided to play not just baseball, but football as well. So I've added
flag football, right?
Yes, flag football. And I've added football to my coaching resume. We suffered our first defeat yesterday. Now we're 4-1.
I saw your story. It was the Ravens and
the Cardinals.
Who?
We are the Cardinals. I like the way they're doing it. They don't have like local teams. You don't have like the 49ers, the Raiders, or anything like that. So like no one's going to get butthurt about it. So you have all like random teams. So it's like in our division, it's the Ravens, us, the Cardinals. You have the Colts, the Bears, the Bears, and the Vikings.
Okay. All right, cool. What age group is this?
5th and 6th grade. They go by grade levels, not ages.
Age. Okay. So like cousin Jed in the South, who can't get past 3rd grade, like 15 years old,
playing with.
Yeah, he would. He'd be like Derrick Henry. Just give him the ball and run over all the kids.
Well, you can't stiff arm. So, I mean, there's that.
Oh, okay. We played flag in the 90s, the Park District in Schiller Park.
I played flag football in the 90s.
We could stiff arm. Okay.
That was my first introduction to football was flag football. And it was the year I was on the Cowboys. And it was the year that the Cowboys and the Steelers played each other in the Super Bowl.
Ah,
95 the Cowboys.
Yes. So. Sealed by a Larry Brown interception.
I don't remember it. I just remember my stepdad being very not into football and still watching it because it's the Super Bowl.
Okay. There are those people. They do that.
I don't understand how I'm such a huge sports fan when I grew up in a household that did not give a Baker's
rat's
fuck
ass
about any sort of athletic in Denver. In fact, the Falcons Broncos Super Bowl, I will never forget this. This is like childhood trauma. We're having therapy right now, folks. We went house shopping. We went looking at houses on Super Bowl
during
Sunday.
The Super Bowl.
During the Super Bowl. I remember I had my Walkman for all of you, like really like tail end of the millennial generation. And I swear to God, if we have a Gen Z, this is the last episode you'll ever listen to. I had a Walkman that played cassette tapes and also had AM FM in it. And I was sitting in the back of the car, like holding it up and trying to angle it to get the right AM angle so I could listen to the football game.
Just say the thing that Star-Lord carries around with him.
Perfect. Yes.
In the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
The Star-Lord thing.
Yeah.
It was a Sony Walkman. Sony Walkman.
Of course. Sony invented it.
Black and color. It was awesome. With those
orange headphones.
With the old school headphones that just sat on top of your ear and just crushed it.
Yeah. Good times. What do you got there? Some coffee?
Yep, in my Star Wars mug.
Did you make that?
No, God, no. I'm not this talented.
I mean, it kind of looks like you made it. So be careful before you give that guy all the credit for making that mug.
Hey,
kind of looks like you made it.
He charged me a shit ton of money in Disneyland, and I bought it.
Because it's Disneyland. When were you there?
Shit. When was I there? We took the kids. It was a birthday present for all three of them. We just went down to Disneyland for a while. It was, we have the shirts that Annie and I made. I think Mackenzie was turning three. So we're coming up on 2 years ago.
Okay. So for those that don't know, maybe you're new to the show. I don't know.
It's a brand new one.
I listened to our last episode yesterday. I was down in the shop, which has been rare lately for me. Being in the shop, and you were swamped with Easter orders for the empty tombs. That's how long it's
Jesus.
Been. March of 2023 was the last time you and I recorded an episode.
Okay, so yeah, that would
now we had a
end of 23 was when we went.
Okay, now we've had a reunion at WorkbenchCon, which was fantastic.
We did, and neither one of us brought recording equipment to record anything.
Right. But what's so cool about this this website, if you just plug in your Yeti, or I've got one as well, and your headphones right to the computer, I don't need any of this other stuff. I've uploaded, there's a media section. I uploaded our open and stuff in there, so I don't need the board for that. I can use it in there on the computer. So we can do a road edition at next year's
roadshow.
Roadshow. If we can con someone to come up to our room, this might not.
There are ways.
There are ways. Did you book your room yet?
Hell no. Come on. It's me. I'm going to do it last second like I always do. Let's be honest. You know who you're talking to.
I just figured, we've got, is it 6 months? I don't even know anymore.
November, yeah, 6 months? Jesus. I'm not even thinking
five
about
months?
That shit.
Okay.
Talk to me in five.
Better check it out before the rooms get sold. We've got room for you. You can, obviously stay in our room if you need to.
Just sleep with the bums underneath a bridge.
I guess it won't be too cold.
It'll be fine.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
What's the worst that could happen? Like some Colombian refugee or Venezuelan guy's going to kidnap me? It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We're going to be fine. I'm trying to talk Annie into coming with me, but she just refuses to book her ticket. So we'll see.
I'm trying to talk to the other one not coming with me anymore because I keep paying for it out of my woodworking fund, and it's costing me several hundred dollars for someone who doesn't do woodworking. The classes are great, though.
Yeah, it's a good time. I mean, if anything, it's a hell of a party.
Man, that last one in the spring when we were there, we didn't even get to talk about that. Like when we went to the bar and that chick, what was her name, Michelle or something, and she ordered an Uber. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't go.
Yeah, I did.
And then we went in. Yeah, we got into that Uber.
I was fresh off the plane. Oh, we didn't.
Right.
We didn't get into an Uber. We carjacked somebody. Okay. Let's tell the truth.
Well, that was on the way back.
Well, that was on the way back. Yeah. We were, no, on the way there, we were just all going to the same bar. And we're like, screw it.
Yeah.
I make things, yeah. You make things. We're going to get in the car with a stranger. That's fine.
Right. Yeah, it's fine. And on the way back, she's like, I got us a Cadillac Escalade. And we're like, all right. And
why?
One parked right in the street. And we're like, there. She's like, there's our Escalade. She opens the door, starts getting in. He's like, I'm not an Uber. She's like, come on, take us. She's like, where are you going? Over there. Okay, get in. I'll take you. She's like, try not to kill us. Yeah, please don't murder us. Like, thank you for not murdering us as we pull up at the hotel.
Say, I don't think you understand. He's the victim here.
Right. Yeah. We took him from his destination.
Yeah.
We were complicit in a kidnapping.
I don't know.
Although no force was used.
Yeah. Hey, the elements were not met. It's not a crime.
Yeah. I forget what crime is. So,
I remember Pepperidge Farms.
We've got so much to get. Pepperidge Farms.
Yeah. You don't remember those?
Okay. Right over my head.
It's okay. People who watch Family Guy get it, and that's who I did it for.
Oh, okay. I watch Family Guy.
Well, apparently not.
Enough.
No, maybe. Just not.
Kim would probably get that one.
See, she'll get it.
All
she'll
right.
Just whenever like something happens, you're going to go Pepperidge Farms, remembers.
Okay. All right. Does Stewie say it? Because it sounds like a Stewie.
No,
it's a small Stewie.
I did kind of a little Stewie-ish there, but no, it's like a cut scene to like old man.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like the old Pepperidge Farms commercials. Look at Mike being all healthy, drinking water, me just caffeinating up.
Yeah, well, I already had my caffeination. Caffeine.
This is round
is that a word? Okay. I only had one. I normally do two.
I've also discovered caffeine pouches instead of Zens.
So you put them in your mouth?
Yeah, it's like – so you know what a Zen is, right? Okay. Every other cop listening to this knows exactly what it is and is already getting the itch. Like, I need a sixer.
I got to hear
anyways,
this.
So they're like dip, except there's no tobacco. Okay. It's all nicotine.
Oh.
And some other there's some other stuff in there that's like not terrible for you. But then you can get them in, 3 milligrams of nicotine, 6. And then if you have a problem, 12s. Well, they also make these caffeine ones. Like some people have heard of Grinds, and there's another one called Mojo, and that's the one that I use. And it's like 50 milligrams of caffeine. You just throw that pouch in there like you would a dip.
Really?
And you just hum right along.
But is there any taste?
Yeah.
Does it taste like coffee?
No. Well, if you get the caramel mocha one, yes. I like the berry because I have a sweet tooth.
So you're putting a berry-flavored, caffeine-infused pouch in your mouth.
Hell yeah, brother.
Wow. I've never heard of such a thing.
They're great. They're fantastic.
All the young guys in our department don't even like coffee, which is weird. But okay. You might have to send me a sample.
The best thing to do is to throw a couple of those in and then drink a coffee.
Oh, God. What's the crash like, though?
If off of just the pouches, no crash.
Oh, they add a coffee to it.
Add a coffee to it, you get a little tie-tie. So you throw another pouch in and you keep humming right along. That's all right. The active cops get what I'm talking about. So try them. Mojos are at like AMPMs and stuff, guys. Go there. Free plug. Free ad. It's the only free ad.
We don't have an AMPM here. We've got 7-Elevens.
I think they're at 7-Elevens. You can get them there.
Okay.
They're usually behind the counter. I don't know why. It's got less less caffeine in it than one of those Celsius energy drinks.
All right. But maybe they're stolen by people.
I would.
See? That's why they're behind the counter. So what else is new? Or do you just want to go into the show? Because we need an open. Oh, speaking of opens. So I recorded 3 episodes because I was bored. And I think Don Can, who I'm going to go see next week. I'm leaving Sunday to drive out to Pennsylvania. He was a guest. It was great. He spoke about CRPS, which is the disorder he has. And then Dylan Sands.
Matt Damon.
Dylan Sands was a guest, and John Erickson.
Yeah, so as you can all see, Mike tried to replace me. It doesn't work.
I didn't try to replace you. I couldn't find you.
I told you exactly where I was.
What was weird was
I ain't hard to find.
I went to night. I was on nights, and then you went to some mid-shift thing the last time we recorded. And then I went to days, and then you were still on.
I went back to midnights. I stayed on swing shift for, I think, a total of 2 years. And then I had to go back to midnights so I could coach midnights. Because it was specifically requested by a small child. And then
and when they ask you, you just have to.
Yeah. So now I've coached all three of my kids. And now I'm on day shift because I could not pull swing shift in the our FTO bid, which I bid again on Wednesday, which I'm going to probably stay right where I'm at. Because because everyone else thinks my sergeant's an asshole, and I've been trying to perpetuate that so I can keep my spot.
Nice. Well, then I went to days, and you were on midnights. And then, see, unlike some other people that have podcasts and like up, everyone's up during the day. They don't have small kids. Nothing else is going on. They have a set day and time that works for them. Ours doesn't work that way, our schedule. Mine does now. I'm at your mercy. Because I don't even... We haven't even talked since I retired, but we'll get into that in the show because it was interesting and kind of sad. And then, of course, my uncle died. We haven't talked about that. Whole bunch of shit's been going on. So it's good to see your face.
That's weird.
Maybe we should.
That's weird.
It's not weird.
It's weird to say. It's weird to say to another dude.
Seeing your face. It's good seeing your face, man.
That's good seeing your suckhole.
I just say it's good. Hey, I like your shirt, by the way.
Yeah, I know the little boom arm is covering it up.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Is he trying to throw a titty out there?
No, man. I just have this non-OD green one that I tried. And I wish it was OD green because then the letters would be black. But they didn't have an OD green color when I was looking for the shirts. Because I never went to your shirt place that you do.
Printful?
Yeah.
Should have.
I'm still so far behind in that.
Ah, it's fine.
Oh. So, what's that?
What's what?
I hear kids. Is that on your end?
Probably. I'm the only one with children in the house, Mike.
Well, I don't know. Someone could have walked in my door. But...
And we homeschool.
Oh, that's true. But not today. It's a holiday, right?
Fuck that holiday.
You're going to make all the Sopranos mad.
I don't give a shit.
Fuck Columbus Day.
I ain't hard to find.
They're not real.
No, I'm not saying fuck Columbus. I'm saying fuck this holiday.
Oh.
Like Columbus, I'm really glad he found this giant patch of dirt. Like, that's great. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we don't need to take a day off of school. I don't need post offices to be closed. I don't need everything else to be closed. Let's just continue to go and do things, you know?
Right. Because what else would you be doing today if it wasn't the holiday?
My kids don't have the day off from school. They're doing math.
Oh. I like that. And every time, and I think of you every time I see a school shooting. That's something you never have to worry about it.
Nope.
I know. So God bless you for doing that. Because
Do you know how many school shooting threats I have been to in the last, well, I guess 6 months since I've been on day shift and schools have been open? 8.
Should we save that?
Okay. 8. I can get into it more, but.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
And I'll have some things for our law enforcement brethren on how they can speed up the process of getting this stuff solved.
Okay. Is this when you have a blue canary riding with you? You send them in?
Oh, God, no. Okay. Oh, God, no. Okay. I had my best friend, who's also my partner, that I think we have spent a grand total in our 6 years working at the same agency. We have spent a total of like 8 months apart from each other. So he was in the car with me. He's my guy in the chair.
Okay.
He's way smarter than me. Yeah.
Okay. Spider-Man reference to anyone who doesn't know that. All right. So one last thing before, I don't know if you caught any of those last three episodes.
No, I was pretty pissed. Damn.
Cause I changed the open. So it says Mike Morazzo and Tits McGee.
See, and for those Baker of you Man. Who believe Mike's bullshit of he wasn't trying to replace me, there you go.
I wasn't. I was just trying to record something.
Took me out of the open.
just for those episodes. You're back in, as you'll hear in 2 minutes.
Any other show where the regular host is gone still gives credit to that host. And then our guest host today is...
Whoever. Ah, so that's what I should have done.
See?
I thought the Tits McGee thing was funnier.
It is funny. It's very funny.
Okay.
It's just an obvious attempt to try and replace me.
It didn't work.
No. I'm like herpes. Did you even... always come back.
So I actually film... I have a video open for us on YouTube. It's got you, your products in there and my products in there. It's got police driving cars and stuff. You didn't see that either?
No. I don't, Mike, I don't have time.
I know.
This is my standard day, Tuesday through Friday. I get up at 4. I have to be out the door before 5. I have to get to this new freaking dumbass turbo roundabout by 5 a.m. Otherwise, I'm going to be sitting in traffic. Okay?
Yeah.
I get to work. I take a shit on company time because that's how we roll.
That's how we should do. Okay.
I work overtime. I come home. I eat. I shower. I tuck my kids in the bed. And I pass out. And I rinse and repeat. And then on weekends, we got soccer. We've got dance. We've got football. We've got random fall ball games in the middle of the freaking week. I'm a busy man. I can't even tell you the last time I've been down in my shop for a full day to actually make shit. I have to go down there later today so that I can make a box joint jig because I have to make a box.
We'll get into that too.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Tits McGee's not here. Let's flip over. Hey, this has some cool transition sounds.
Boy, that was a really, really rough transition.
It was, but here's the transition sound though. Let's see.
Hold on.
I'm doing this for the first time.
Here we go. Yeah, fuck practicing.
How about that? You probably missed it because you were talking.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Do it again. Click it again.
So one more time?
Yeah. Ah, the hard swipe. But is it swiping this way or is it swiping that way?
Any way you want. It's your head. You can swipe it. It might even go up. I don't know.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
See?
All right.
So the what's the drug difference in doing a DRE?
Oh, you mean the vertical gaze nystagmus?
Yes, the vertical gaze nystagmus. So you forget about going up and down.
Well, that's because not too many things actually do that.
So do you have to be a DRE expert in your department to do that test?
To do nystagmus?
Because the court's here. No, for the to do the drug one.
No. It's objective.
All right, symptoms. So in Cook County you have to be an actual certified expert to do the drug one. Because you know, Cook County. So
I can sit there, look at a guy and go, you're high.
Yeah. But that doesn't hold up in Cook County court.
Nah, well.
Because, you know, all the criminals have all the rights over there.
Cook County sucks. At least in California, we're going to try to fix it a little bit. For all of you in California.
Get rid of Gavin Newsom?
Vote yes on Prop 36, please. I'm begging you. Make drugs illegal.
How many? Three more weeks till the election.
I know.
I already voted.
I'm going to be driving back from LA that same day. So we got to drop our ballots off.
You already voted?
Well, we have our ballots. We just have to fill them out and drop them off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I voted like 2 weeks ago. It was great. I don't know who won yet. I guess I got to wait like everybody else.
We got to wait for the dead people to vote.
Yeah, well, that's in the Cook County people. So luckily, since I don't live in Cook County, I don't have to vote on any of the Cook County bullshit. So just the main stuff is what I voted for. All right. Let's end this test recording and head on over to the show. And I have the open already queued up. So thanks for tuning in to the episode 67.
Oh, damn. We're so close to 69.
We are. Should get there by another year. So thanks for listening. Don't forget to like it, thumbs up it, share it, talk about it, and just more importantly, tune in and leave us comments and stuff. All right. Peace out.